Assembly members voted to remove the item from the agenda at the beginning of Monday's meeting. Nancy Strand and Kurt Wallhuter supported that change.
I think we just need to delay this. We have a lot of things to discuss, and there really is, it's completely unnecessary to discuss it at this time.
Member Wallhuter.
And the reason why I second it is because I think this needs to be a community discussion before it goes on record.
Okay, I wanted it on the agenda today so it would be made aware to the public of the potential of a 900-passenger ship coming to Petersburg in potentially 2020. I think it's a community discussion that needs to take place.
That's Mayor Mark Jensen responding. He initially asked for the topic to be on the agenda but voted with the rest of the assembly to remove it. A representative with Viking Cruises visited Petersburg this summer to meet with local officials about the possibility of stopping here. That company has ships with capacity for over 900 passengers. However, only about two-thirds of that number would be expected to lighter in from an anchored ship in Frederick Sound. It would, however, be a larger presence for the industry in town. Ships of 100 to 200 passengers or smaller are the typical visitors because of a lack of a deep-water port here. While the topic was removed from the agenda, community members and the Assembly still did comment on the possibility. David Whitethorn wanted the Assembly to make the community aware of it.
Our community doesn't have the facility to handle 600 of these people on our streets. We have no bathrooms. You put that many people on our streets, it puts the burden on your businesses downtown, and I've seen it with just two small tour boats.
Whitethorn also said there weren't enough restaurants to feed that many people. Brian Lynch of the Petersburg Economic Development Council read from a memo that the PEDC sent to the borough about the issue.
If we want to promote economic development, then the message from Petersburg cannot waver. We are open for business and we welcome discussions, site visits, information requests, and a chance to show what our community has to offer to any and all businesses.
Lynch also thought it was important to have a public discussion about the topic, but thought it was a little premature for anyone to be making decisions. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce Director Mara Lutomsky said the Chamber and Viking Travel would be happy to host a community discussion. And Assemblymember Jeff Mucci cited a recent presentation he heard from the cruise industry at the annual meeting of Southeast Conference in Ketchikan last month. The industry is bringing larger ships to Southeast and more passengers in the next few summers.
They are coming. And we can say that it might not be the best thing, but they're coming and we better be ready for them. We better have the stuff for it. We don't want to turn it into a t-shirt shop or a trinket shop. But there are all kinds of opportunities out there in the visitor industry that we haven't dealt with yet.
Mayor Jensen suggested the community could eventually vote on the topic. He also cited recent meetings he's attended with Southeast Conference and the Alaska Municipal League.
If you listen to the discussion by borough managers around the state, it's taxing their infrastructure. So with the growth of it, they've got to, like you say, adjust. But I would like to, you know, have the public involved in it to see and try to get an idea what the net gain is. I mean, if you have to build infrastructure for them, who's going to pay for it, who's going to maintain it, and all those expenses that come along with potential expansion. So I agree, we need to have the discussion and we'll see what the clerk comes up with for a schedule.
The Assembly didn't schedule any work session yet, but talked about possible dates in early November. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vignicki.